Good morning, you're listening to floridaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning my guest is Ian Newton, the chairman of the board of the NFA and also the general manager with Flooring 101 in Southern California. Ian, how you doing?
I'm doing great today. Thank you, Kim.
We're in Banff, Canada, at a really neat place where they call this the Castle of the Rockies, right?
I would say so. It's definitely a castle. I mean, it's probably one of the more picturesque and beautiful locations that we've been to.
And you being from the UK, I mean, this makes you feel right at home to be hanging out in castles, right?
It does. Actually, there's a lot of British history here, obviously, and a lot of the royal family has visited here, so... Yeah, it does make me feel at home.
So let's catch up first on business at Flooring 101. How did you end out the year in 23, and what's it looking like now?
Ended out the year a little flat, maybe a little bit down digit-wise, but as far as working on our profit margins, we were up. We were able to adjust our margins a few points, which made a huge difference. Something we've been working on in the past few years with our sales team. For this year, it started off a little bit slow in January, but February started picking up steam, and so far through March, it's gotten a lot stronger, a lot more foot traffic in the stores. So we're pretty optimistic.
You know, it's funny that when you talk about results, you bring up bottom line. It is bottom line that's more important than top line, right?
It is bottom line, but you also want to feel like it's busy too. In other words, you want things going on, so it's really strange. Even though the numbers are still there, it still feels slow for some reason, or slower.
And you're doing some sales to keep things going?
Yeah, we are. We just had a leap year sale, which was tremendously successful, brought in a lot of traffic, a lot of volume, and that's some of the lift that we got in our volumes. We're still working through that right now. Still got residual sales going on. Right. It's exciting.
All right, let's talk about this meeting. First, attendance. Is this the normal attendance that you get at a meeting like this?
Yeah, I think it's about average. Yep, for sure. It's not the biggest turnout we had. I think Coeur d'Alene last year was the largest volume we had here, but still tremendous participation from everybody.
And members as a collective group, how are they doing?
So far, everybody I've talked to seems to be somewhat upbeat. They're all looking for ways, obviously, like us, to promote and generate. We talked about advertising budgets today, and everybody seems to be increasing or keeping their advertising budgets going. I think the good retailers that they are, they're going to figure it out and be successful.
You know, the industry that listens to this podcast is looking for leadership from people like the NFA members who are doing $10 million plus a year annually. So this follows the advice that Connor Lokar with ITR gave. That said, if it's going to be a soft year, you can take share by doing some of the right moves. And advertising in a flat market is a smart move, isn't it?
Yeah, that was a great presentation. I mean, it's fantastic to have the opportunity to bring it to the group and share some of his forecasts and predictions, and also get to spend some time with him. As a group, I still see us all investing in our companies, putting back into it. I think that, you know, in talking to the group, that everybody thinks that this year is probably going to be the same as last year, maybe a little uptick at the end of the year. I think we're all looking forward to maybe 25, 26 being, you know, growth years as far as retail.
You've been in this role for a little over a year. Good question to ask. What are some of the strategic initiatives that you guys are working on?
For the group right now, I think a lot of it is how to bring more value to the group. Obviously, bringing in a keynote speaker like that, an economist, is one of those things. I think that it's good to do that. I think there's opportunity. We're always working on our pallet buy, roll buy, and just to that point, as you were saying about the group being industry leaders and successful, our roll buy and our pallet buy, they're both up from last year. That's really tremendous.
Okay, so tracking numbers on those items.
On volume, on units, they're both up for this year. Just say trending up from what it was last year.
Yeah. And you do that both on carpet and LVT, right?
Yes. Yep. LVT, hardwood, you know. Yep.
Who has those now?
Right now on the LVT side would be Cali and Shaw. And on the roll-by side would have been Mohawk and Stanton.
And when does that come up for renewal?
Next year. Okay. The one advantage to that too, obviously those vendors got that, and it's a huge opportunity for them too, but it also generates a lift for other vendors too to get inventory bites on it too. Makes them more competitive.
We didn't do a podcast at Surfaces. You had a meeting there as well, and you have a little trade show after your morning meeting there. How did that go?
I'd say it was probably our most successful specialty vendor meeting we ever had. We had 47 vendors there, which was the largest we ever had. And everybody thought, well, maybe it's going to be too many. You're not going to be able to see them all. Complete opposite. Everybody was enthused. The vendors were extremely happy with who they spoke to and the outcome from it. And also the members, too, said it wasn't too much, so they got to see everybody. All in all, it was probably the most successful special event to date.
I got to tell you, I was impressed at the crowd in the room because the members, they stay for the whole thing, and they were through the whole process, right?
They see the value in it, for sure.
All right, so let's just, the rhythm of this meeting, you have an award meeting this morning. You had the economists speak. This afternoon, the vendors come in. Tomorrow is activity day. And then you have the speed dating on Thursday, right?
That is correct, yep. So it's our time, then we can, you know, obviously spend time with our vendors. And those relationships and that time we spent them is just as important as any other time that we're with them. They see the tremendous value in that, being with the members.
And what activity are you doing?
I am doing dog sledding. I did that when I was here 15 years ago, and my wife and I said, you know what, let's do it now because we may not have an opportunity to ever do that again. So looking forward to doing that tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, so I think we've covered most of the bases here. We're looking at 24 being more of the same, maybe with a little uptick in the fourth quarter. And from a marketing perspective, you have a brand that you sell private label goods through. What is it called?
Last in Luxury.
Mm-hmm. And how's that going?
It's growing. This past, I'd say, 6 or 7 months, we've seen more and more vendors participate in it, a lot more styles and looks in it. So it's still in development, but it's definitely growing.
Any new vendor partners here this spring?
We have Crossfill. Okay. They're part of AHF. They were recently purchased by AHF, and they are taking a table. So
okay.
It's exciting.
All right, Ian, it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Ian Newton, the chairman of the board of the NFA, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.